Conservatives in Britain have been holding their first round of voting today to whittle down the field to replace Prime Minister David Cameron. Cameron said he would resign after voters in the UK voted for Brexit. Since that vote to leave the European Union, some other high-profile politicians have also stepped aside. Former London Mayor Boris Johnson, one of the leaders of the Leave campaign, took his name out of the hat as a possible candidate for prime minister. And another Leave leader, Nigel Farage, head of the UK Independence Party, resigned from that position yesterday.
My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago. And that is why I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum. And so I feel it's right that I should now stand aside as leader of UKIP.
Joining us now is BBC political correspondent Rob Watson. And Rob, does it surprise you that Farage would leave right after he got what he wanted?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I have spent more time over the last 6 years with Nigel Farage than I have with some of my uncles. So I think he's one of those politicians I've really got to know. I mean, he's not going to disappear entirely from the scene because he's going to go agitating around Europe saying other countries, as they put it, should have their independence. But I think, you know, it's taken a big toll on his personal life. I think he also feels a target in terms of his own personal security. But I mean, hey, how many politicians, either this side of the Atlantic or your side, can say, I came into politics to do A, and I've done it. Now I'm off.
Well, let's listen to some of the people who may be the one to actually take Britain out of the European Union, the potential next Conservative leader, next Prime Minister. Let's start with Theresa May, the Home Secretary, who campaigned against Brexit, but she's saying she will move forward with Brexit if she becomes Prime Minister. Here she is.
Brexit means Brexit. The campaign was fought, the vote was held, turnout was high, and the public gave their verdict. There must be no attempts to remain inside the EU, no attempts to rejoin it through the back door, and no second referendum.
Tell us about Theresa May.
She is currently the Interior Minister, so she's very, very, very senior member of the government. And she styles herself as the no frills, no thrills, but also, aha, no spills politician in this race. She's sort of the Angela Merkel of British politics. She's the daughter of a clergyman. And she's the if you're sick of the excitement of the referendum, I am your candidate.
And here is Andrea Leadsom, who is the person that Boris Johnson threw his support behind today to be the next prime minister. She has supported Brexit. Here she is.
What I do believe is that we need to get on with it. We need to seize the opportunity. It's not just about leaving the EU, but it's about giving certainty to businesses. It's about saying to the world, we're open for business. Let's get some free trade agreements started as soon as we can. It's about saying to young people, we're sorting out the issues around competition from EU migrants for your jobs. You know, businesses need to upskill British workers. So we just need to get on with it. We need to get a grip and make progress.
What can you tell us about her?
Well, she's in her 50s. She's a former investment banker. And I guess most importantly, in the context in which we're talking about, she is Mrs. Brexit, as one might style her. But she has absolutely zero experience of high office. She is a junior minister. She certainly doesn't have any foreign policy experience. And she's also said some things which have, you know, made people kind of scratch their heads a bit. So we at the BBC found a recording of her saying 3 years ago that leaving the EU would be an economic disaster. Whoops.
Always interesting what happens when you go back and find old tape. Well, let's go to the other person that's being talked about as a potential next prime minister in the UK, Michael Gove, the Justice Secretary, who had been a close partner with Boris Johnson. Here he is.
When people voted to leave the European Union last week, they were voting for change. And there are far too many people in our country who felt that recent economic growth and renewed prosperity hasn't touched their lives. There are far too many people in this country who felt left behind and overlooked as the world moves forward at a faster pace.
Now, it seems just from reading what's going on from here, from the United States, that Michael Gove's stock is dropping a little bit.
That's right. That's because, let's have a little bit of fun with this, I guess. And that's because a lot of Conservative MPs think if you look rather closely in his hand, there is a dagger. And that dagger is covered with the blood of Boris Johnson. He was supposed to be, it was the thought, the thinking was that Boris Johnson would be the shoe-in for Conservative Party leader and Prime Minister because he'd led the Brexit campaign and that Michael Gove was going to be his able assistant, but they obviously had a tremendous falling out. My favourite quotation about this is that one Conservative MP who'd backed Brexit and was backing Boris and who was expecting Michael Gove to come in alongside him was so incensed, he said, "I would rather vote for Pol Pot than right. Michael Gove." So it gives you, basically, he's the one cast in the role as backstabber-in-chief.
That's the BBC's political correspondent, Rob Watson, as the political story following Brexit continues. Rob, thank you.
Thank you.